Yes, indeed. Never alone, never alone, never alone. It looked like Elisha and his servant were alone, but they weren't. And that's one of the truths that I think is so important for us to realize. Just because we don't see our God the way we see each other, just because we don't see our God the way we see our loved ones on this earth, just because we don't see our God the way we see our enemies on this earth, that doesn't mean he's not real. That doesn't mean he's not close. That does not mean he is not ready to help us. I tell you, God can protect an individual just as easily as he can protect a nation. He can protect a nation just as easily as he can protect an individual. Now, we just looked at a case where God stepped in and protected an individual, his prophet, his servant, Elisha. Now let's take a look at God's protection of Judah. In the third year of Hoshea, we're in 2 Kings chapter 18. Still in 2 Kings, but now chapter 18. In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. Just remember now, because of the sins of Solomon, he particularly having walked away from God, having turned his back on God by not only worshiping false gods himself, but by also instituting religious systems where the people of Israel worshiped false gods. Nothing new to them, but Solomon turned the nation towards false worship, worship of false gods. But he also dogged his people. He dogged the people. He just put too much pressure on them to build all these building campaigns he had going. And the people would try to get him to lighten up. And he'd refuse. When he finally died and his son took over as king, succeeded him as king, the people said, "Hey, listen, your father was too hard on us. He put too much pressure on us. Lighten the load and we will serve you." And they were going to be diligent about it. They were going to be faithful about it. They were going to be his people. But the young king listened to his peers who said, "Nope, you put more pressure on them than your father put on them." And as a result, the kingdom was divided. The one nation, Israel, became two nations. In the north, it remained Israel. But in the southern part, it became Judah. And Jerusalem was the capital of Judah. So here we have Hezekiah at the age of 25, becoming king, reigning in Jerusalem for 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. Now, notice this. When they say just as his father David had done, that doesn't mean that David was Hezekiah's biological father. They were in the same family tree, but even more importantly, David was his father in the sense that David did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and so did Hezekiah. There were many kings before Hezekiah who did not do right in the sight of the Lord. In fact, part of the sad truth about the way life went for the quote-unquote people of God is that they rarely did what was right in the sight of the Lord, including the vast majority of their kings. Hezekiah was one of the rare few kings of God's people who did what was right in the sight of the Lord. We're going to look some more next time at what was happening with Hezekiah during his reign. We're going to see the Lord's protection again. In the meantime, remember, if you're with God, you're not alone.